Yeah, no, morning, Andrew. Now, look, just talk to me quickly without, you know, eyes glazing over. These swaps, the US Fed Reserve and the swaps, they've done it before with us. They do it permanently with some reserve banks, but we're now involved, right?
Yeah, so what happens at times like this is that there tends to be a fairly strong demand for US dollars because people see it as being a sort of reserve currency. Now, remember, in the foreign currency markets, you can't get one currency without giving up another. So if people want US dollars, they've got to sell something. So what that does, it puts quite a bit of pressure on other currencies if people are selling those currencies to US dollars. So that creates a problem for the central banks. What the Federal Reserve has said to those central banks around the world is, if you want to swap currencies back to be able to sort of take the other side of that equation, you can do that with us. They did this in the GFC. Yep. So, and we're coming up to a quarter end. We're coming up to the end of March. That's put a lot of stress on some of these short-term funding markets. So it deals to that, and we've seen an impact on the New Zealand dollar overnight.
Good. So that's $800 billion Australian dollars they've got. Normally they do permanent swaps with Canada, England, Japan, and the European Central Bank, of course, and the Swiss National Bank, but they've added now Singapore, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, New Zealand, South Korea, Mexico, Australia, and Brazil. So that's a good move, and that's for the next 6 months. GDP,
yes. Yep.
We were slowing anyway, and this was the great political discussion. So we've got Q4 out of 19, and what do you make of it?
So it starts to get a tad relevant, but there's a couple of points I want to make about it because we're in a very different place than we were in the last quarter of 2019, mate. Remember that when the worst thing that happened was a crazy tweet from Donald Trump
or,
maybe a slightly dodgy migration number. I mean, you know, whatever. 0.5% quarter on quarter, annual growth 1.8%. Key comment I would make is that we went into the end of year with growth slowing. Now, if you think our starting point in a couple of other places, employment very strong, starting in a great place. Terms of trade, starting in a great place. Our exports, we were starting in a great place. But on the growth front, we were actually slowing down. And if you look at GDP per capita, Mike, 0.2%. So without population growth, our economic growth was very anemic.
Exactly. And we were saying that, and we said it would probably be in the ones, and at 1.8 it is. So going forward, what are we doing? Are we pulling out a dartboard or a Ouija board? Or what are we doing here?
Where do we go from here, eh? What does the situation look like going forward? Well, let's think about growth. I want to make a very quick point here. Be very careful about what you read in the media at the moment. I'm seeing reports over the last 24 hours of, say, look at US growth. People are saying it's down 13 to 15%. Be very careful about that. What they do is they annualize a quarterly number. It's not going to be down 15% for the year, probably 1.5%. Look locally. I suspect that we could probably see growth fall maybe 3% over the course of the year. That's the sort of number we're seeing out of economists. That would make it worse than the GFC, led by a big blow to the tourism sector. We're going to see a pretty seismic shift in unemployment. Can't stress enough the fact that we're starting from a good place there, but you could see 5 to 6% range of unemployment. That'd be 40,000 to 50,000 people. But Mike, there's a lot of guesswork here, and a lot of the impact of this depends upon the duration of it. I just want to make one quick point. If you want to get a read on this, look at that. Look at the incredible number of applications received yesterday for the wage subsidy program announced by the government. My understanding is that they received 16,200 applications covering 50,000 workers in the first, 24 hours. That gives you an idea of the scale of the issue there.
Yeah. Can I just say my read on that is panic? It's toilet paper. It's if you're freaking out, you're in first, aren't you?
Yeah, and the other thing is those applications, remember, they've now got to go through the process of whether or not they approve them.
Yeah.
So we wait and see on that.
Righto. Green on the Dow. What else we got?
Green. Gosh, it's a relief even just for one morning. 20,068 on the Dow Jones, up 171 points, 0.85%. The S&P 500 2413 up 15.6%, and the Nasdaq doing well, 7192 up 206 points, 2.9%. We look at Europe, FTSE 100 5173 up 93. The Nikkei, they fell 173, 16552. The Shanghai Composite 2702 down 27. Australasia yesterday was pretty weak, 4782 on the ASX 200, down 170 points. The NZX 50, 9114. We lost 340 points yesterday. We should bounce back today, down 3.6%. The currency's crazy overnight. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Kiwi dollar, 0.5478 was the low. It's now at 0.5777. Against the Australian dollar, 0.9930, against the euro, 0.5452, against the pound, we're at 0.4950, and against the yen, we're at 63.70, gold, $1,475, Brent crude, $27.44. Boy, am I glad it's the weekend.
I bet you, and if I could get close enough to you, I'd probably hug you and certainly give you a glass of red wine. Thank you so much for your help this week. There's more to come, obviously, but it's a very valuable voice at a very important time, so you have a good weekend.
Cheers.
Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.